Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
What's going on, everybody? Jordan from True Crime Collective, the world's most trusted source for murderabilia and true crime collectibles, and you are listening to 30 Screams or Less.
Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is It Ends. I should have just dead stopped there, Corey. Just fucking end the podcast right there because it just ends. It just fucking ends.
Just like the movie.
Yeah, just like the movie. And we'll get into that. The movie is called It Ends. It's written and directed by Alex Ulam, starring Akira Jackson as Day, Noah Toth as Fisher, and Phineas Yoon as James. The plot of the movie is friends on a late-night food run become trapped on an infinite highway with otherworldly terrors lurking beyond. Confined in their Jeep Cherokee, they must decide whether to accept their fate or attempt escape. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of It Ends?
This checked every box I want from a psychological horror film. Went in completely blind. I didn't even watch a trailer. Zero expectations. Briefly assumed I'd started watching a zombie movie with how it began. Turns out, it was doing something far more interesting. The story is genuinely strong, and for such a young cast and director, it's impressive how confident and effective it all is. Always nice to be wrong in the best way when going into watching a movie.
Oh, for sure. I liked it. It was good. I can't really say many bad things about it, but I can say if you're a completionist, this movie's not going to be for you. That's for sure.
Because it just fucking ends.
It just fucking ends. It's almost like No Country for Old Men, right? Where Tommy Lee Jones is telling this poem or this story or whatever, and then it just fucking ends. And then it's like credits. And it's the same deal with It Ends. It just fucking ends, and then credits. That's it. It
was and they never really explained the road. Like, we never got an explanation.
Zero explanation the whole time.
However, I wonder how much money this cost to film, because there was basically one setting. They're inside a car the whole movie,
yep.
And they're driving down a road.
Mm-hmm. And I would think gas money, oil changes.
I don't know, unless they were on some kind of rig.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Like, they're probably just driving back and forth on this same fucking road all day. Can you imagine that? Just all day, same road, driving to make this movie.
That's another thing, because how many fucking miles did they drive?
Well,
it was like
James was the maniac who's like, I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to drive the whole time. And the maniac James is gets to the end. It's hysterical, man. That ending was fucking priceless. Again, it just ends. It was a dead end. He's like, all right, well, fucking go back.
Yeah, we had two people quit?
Oh, all of them did. They all quit except for James, because James was like, no, I have something like to live for. I have something going on in my life. You all don't have
that's
shit.
Right. Because Tyler, I thought, for some reason, I thought Tyler was going to be the guy that went the whole way. Like, he was going to be the last man standing.
Yep.
But he was the bitch that quit first.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't want to be stuck in a car all day, every day. I want to take a step back, though, because basically, okay, so this is how it starts. They're driving down the road, they take a right turn, and then they're stuck in this fucking wormhole. So
they take the wrong turn.
Basically, wrong turn the movie, except no hillbillies involved. So they drive on this road, and they're going on this road for hours, and they're just like, where the fuck are we? So they end up stopping. But then you have these people all running from the woods, and it's like the fucking weirdest thing. And these people, they must have been other people that got stuck in this road, because some of them are like running and they're looking like they're attacking, but they're all just screaming, help me, all this stuff. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that this part was kind of left open for interpretation. The way that I interpret this is the people that we see running through the woods are the ones who've quit before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they're just seeing cars running, driving down the street, and they're like, well, maybe this person can help me get out.
Yep.
So they're all alive.
Yeah. So the interesting thing, though, is that they're all hanging out in the woods, and they basically lay dormant, almost like zombies, until stimuli comes around. And they're like, oh, my God, it's a car. And they just fucking run like they're a dog. Like, holy shit, a moving vehicle.
And that's kind of what I said in my opening comments. Like, going into this movie blind, I had no idea what it was about. But the first time you see those people running through the woods, and I was like, holy shit, we picked a zombie movie again.
Yeah.
You know, and it could have been very well made, you know, they could have been zombies.
Yep.
But like I said, I think you're supposed to interpret it however you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for viewer interpretation on this one. So immediately as they're driving on this road, and then they're seeing like people running up to the car, like after being out of the car for like 90 seconds, I'm automatically thinking, I bet you anything they're dead. They're stuck in purgatory and they like can't get out of the afterlife type deal, and like them escaping the car is like kind of reincarnation or something.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? And
could
then,
be that too, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been that. And then Day starts bringing up that maybe they're dead. Or was it James that said maybe they're dead?
I think it was James because that was right before Day quit.
Yeah, James is the philosophical one of the group who's always questioning things. He's like, we may be dead actually, because this is not actually possible. They're driving in this Jeep Cherokee. And if anyone knows Jeeps, those things are not that fucking reliable.
Can confirm. Owned one.
Yeah, you know from firsthand. So Jeeps are not that fucking reliable. He drove for 1,000,000 miles. They never ran out of gas, which made me think again that either they're dead and gas is irrelevant, or they're stuck in some sort of time loop, like it's Groundhog Day or something, and they're really just staying in place driving. So don't know. That's the good thing about this movie, is that it is up for interpretation. But again, because there's so much interpretation to it, might drive some people batshit crazy after the fact. Because now you're like, what happened in that movie? I just watched it for 90 minutes and nothing happened. And I think that's the beauty of the movie.
That's kind of how I felt when I got to the end of it. I was like, is this really something that we should be reviewing for the podcast? Because it's not a slasher.
No. No.
It's not gory.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like I said in the beginning, it's a psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of leaves the viewer up to interpretation. I mean, these people are literally going crazy. Are they stuck in a wormhole?
Yeah.
You know, well, how did they get here? There was a lot of stuff that you can paint your own picture on, mm-hmm. I think, in this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the sense of dread that it creates, because these people are literally stuck driving down a road and there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
Other than drive and hope they get to the end of it at some point.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine. I do always make the joke that if you're ever going to put people in a car for a very long time, have it be a band, because us band fucking members, we're used to driving in vehicles for extended amounts of time. And it's like not a big deal. We just go a little stir crazy. So if you ever want to send people to Mars, send band members, because they'll be like, oh, that's it. 1,000,000 miles. No big deal. Fuck it. Let's go. Can I play music in the car? In the fucking spaceship? Sure. Awesome.
Nope. No? Silence.
Shit. Dead silence. Okay. So then that's insanity. And they couldn't really listen to a lot of music. They had no radio signal. Somehow they were able to just constantly charge the batteries on their phones. You would think that battery in that vehicle would just be fucking liquid after, after that. Like after the charging, the driving, all this stuff. That's why I'm thinking, like, none of this is actually real. If anything, it could have been them not even dead, but in comas.
Well, now that we're talking about this, I remember the conversation. They were trying to figure out if they were dead or not, because they were driving for 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
And none of them were tired or hungry.
Yes.
And that's how the conversation came up between the group.
Yeah, because They're not going to the bathroom. They're not tired. They're not hungry. They're just in the car the whole time. So I would think if you're a ghost, you're not any of those things. Like, you're not hungry, tired, nothing. You have like no feeling really. You're just there. You're present. And you're like, all right, well, I guess we have to go through the motions and just keep driving. And they would all get out of the car for 90 seconds. That would be their like break time, because after the 90 seconds, then people from the woods started running up and trying to get into the car. And at some point, they actually go so far, probably farther than any car has gone, where they can actually get out of the car for like half hour and stuff. So my guess is a lot of people gave up way earlier than that. But James, the maniac that he is, he's like, no, I'm going to keep driving. And when he kept driving, man, like at the very end there, those cars that he saw just all kind of stacked up. Oh, that was rough. That was rough. Yeah. And he almost lost it too, because there was that scene where Dane Fisher, they got out of the car. They were like, we're done. That's it. We don't want to deal with this shit anymore. And James doesn't want to get out of the car. James wants to keep going. And so Day takes the keys out of the ignition. Now, when you have a car that's been running for that long and you take the keys out, that fucking engine's going to stall. So he manages to fight Fisher. He gets the keys back and he's trying to start the car. It's not starting. I'm like, oh, is this where it ends? Did they all just fucking get stuck there? And then it just ends, right?
Done. It just fucking ends.
It just fucking ends. But no, you can tell that James was slowly diving into depravity, though, as he's driving, because you're going to go crazy at some point being in a car for that long. You go stir crazy.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what happened to the people there in the woods.
Yep. They may have just gone so crazy because they couldn't be in the car. And then they just decide that, well, we're going to lay down in the woods. And this is where I live now. You know, they just live in the woods. Whatever. I mean, that's on them. Good on them. So, yeah, they're driving this whole time, man. That's what this movie is. They're just driving nonstop. That's it. Four people in this movie driving the whole time. And they come up to a car. And when I saw the speedometer, I was like, oh, or odometer. I was like, oh, shit, that's fucked up. It hit
past a million miles.
And that's when they realized, how long have we been driving? They've been on this road for God knows how long. And at that point, those people must have just given up. You know, imagine driving a million miles nonstop. That's got to be fucking insanity.
I don't like being in the car for 20 minutes.
The longest amount of time I've been in a car, I think 26 hours.
Mine was 16 hours.
It's a lot. Still a lot.
Driving to Georgia. But yeah, that sucks.
Florida to Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to. That's right. That was when you moved back.
No, different time. Coming back from tour. I was just in the car for 26 hours. And it ended up me like dropping everyone off and still driving. And this is the worst way to return home from tour. And I'm going to tell my little story for a second. And it's a rough one. It's not easy to listen to.
That's good. We're almost done.
Yeah, great. So we're not almost done. We have plenty of time left. So
what do you mean they drive down a road? That's the movie.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, not a lot happens.
So tell your story, Grandpa.
So I drop off all the guys after tour. I'm driving the van. There's a car in front of me. Dog runs out in the middle of the road. Guy runs it over. I'm right behind the guy. I'm like, oh,
why does something always happen when you're driving?
I don't know why.
Well, we saw a dead body coming back from New Jersey.
Yep.
And then that happened. You were driving for that one.
Mm-hmm. And I see a dog.
And now the dog thing.
Yep.
And, come on.
I don't know, man. Some weird stuff happens to me in the car, like hitting a moose. That was another interesting one.
You hit a moose?
Yeah, just like the tail end of it coming back from Canada early in the morning. And this is another time where we were on tour. And we got stuck at the border for, I think, 3 hours, only to finally be let go and then hit a moose. It was a fucking weird day. It was just whatever.
Were you solo for that?
Yeah. Was I solo for that? No.
I got chased by a moose once.
Fuck that, man. I think they run like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was scary.
That's terrifying.
It was in, so we were up here at the Cog Railway.
Okay.
And like, we were camping and like, I see a bunch of cars on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And we get out, my friend and I get out to like, see what everyone's looking at. And there's a moose. So I pull my phone out, take a picture. Mm-hmm. And that shutter sound goes off. That thing turned around and ran at me like a bull. I jumped in that car so fast and slammed the door.
Yikes. Yikes. No. Yeah. Oh, man. I would have been terrified, because you don't fuck around with those things. Those things are massive. Absolutely massive.
This podcast would have never, or you probably still would have done it without me, but I'd be long gone if that moose got a hold of me.
Yeah, you would have been toast, dude. I don't think the podcast would have happened. This was a collaborative, drunken discussion at dinner. So we were like, we should start a podcast. What we talked about, horror movies. 3 years later, here we are. So, what the fuck else can we talk about with this movie? I'm telling you, this is going to be a 15 minutes or less episode.
It's kind of wild too, because we love the movie. There's really, like you said in the beginning, you don't have anything bad to say about it.
No,
but we don't have anything to talk about because it's literally four people driving down a fucking road for an hour and a half. Yep. Right. We can talk about, I love the score. The score is great.
Okay. Yeah.
The beginning, when they the intro credits, when it said It Ends, like that opening title,
yep,
the way that it just appears on screen and it's flashing black and white, dude, I almost had a seizure.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I know. It was just flashing as in your face. You're like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah. It was like almost like a jump scare, you know?
Yeah.
And the camera angles, there were a couple of really cool camera, there was a transition in one of the scenes where they were driving and it was nighttime and then it switches to daytime.
Yep.
But you can only see it through the windows of the vehicle. You can literally see it go from night to day from the windows.
Wild.
I thought that was really cool.
It was really cool. That's great cinematography when they do that shit. Like they did that in Good Boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where
the
dog was standing there or sitting there really in daylight and then boom, nighttime, same exact spot. And it's like,
Andy was sitting, was he sitting on the back of the couch?
Yes. And he was just waiting for his owner to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, man? That's such a cool scene because you can see that he just did not move. Or like the placement was so good that it was so seamless.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's just what they did in this.
Yeah.
Because it's driving and it was like kind of a camera angle was pointing up. I forget who was driving at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was it Tyler?
Might have been Tyler.
But the camera angle is pointing up kind of at the bottom, like at his chin, and you can just, I don't remember if it was a sunroof or you could see it through the driver's side window.
Nope.
But you just see the transition from night to day. And I thought it was really, really seamless. It looked great.
Yeah, I love seeing that kind of cinematography. I think it's really cool. Yeah, I'll agree. I think the score was pretty nice. You know what that intro did remind me of, though? And I'm drawing an absolute fucking blank on it. But we reviewed it a while ago, and then there was an American version made with Naomi Watts and Tim.
Oh.
Help me out here. You know it.
I know what you're talking about.
Of course, it's going to elude us both.
I'm going to look it up.
Look
real
it up,
quick.
Please. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Kylie Minogue's Christmas?
Yes, that. No. Funny Games.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Funny Games. That took me a second. Tim Roth, Naomi Watts. Okay.
I went to Naomi Watts' IMDb. I'm going to be fucking scrolling till tomorrow.
Yep.
Because her, what she's done is endless.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work for sure. Good for her. So it reminded me of Funny Games, you know, where they're driving down the road and, you know, it's very peaceful. And all of a sudden the fucking, like the title, Funny Games, and grindcore music playing. And it's just... And it's just a happy family doing their thing. And it reminded me exactly of that. I was like, oh, that reminds me of Funny Games. Yeah, I thought that was cool. It really caught me off guard, actually. I didn't expect that abrasive of a title screen in this movie. Not since Funny Games have I seen something so fucking in your face.
It was wild, too, because it was constantly flashing between black and white.
Yeah, I was just...
They kept reversing like the background color and the text color kept flashing from black and white.
Yep.
And dude, if you watch that shit on like a hallucinogenic, you might run through a wall.
Yeah. No, no shrooms, no PCP, no acid.
There's our warning to anyone that was listening to this.
What's some other stuff? MDA.
Don't watch this movie on something that's going to make you see shit.
Yeah. No bath salts. Fuck that. Just none of that stuff. Don't do any of that stuff.
No embalming fluid.
No. Oh my God.
I saw this TikTok video the other day. Yeah, I had never heard of this. They were interviewing this like lady who was homeless in like maybe Florida or something.
Yep.
And they were just like, hey, you know, how are you? What they're trying to help her.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're like, what's wrong? And she goes, oh, I just smoked embalming fluid.
That's fucking crazy.
I never knew that was a thing.
I've never heard that. And there's no way that's good for you the slightest bit.
No, just smoke meth. It's better for you.
Yeah, exactly. Drink meth. Isn't that just Rockstar energy drink?
Meth?
Meth. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Dude, embalming fluid? They use that shit to fucking fill up bodies.
Apparently you can smoke it.
And Corey right now is just typing away, looking up that about smoking embalming fluid.
Yeah, I'm seeing if I can get it on Amazon.
Probably. You can get everything on there. You might have to dark web this one, Corey.
I'm already there.
Nice. Make sure to use the Tor browser.
I got you. No, I'm doing it in Chrome without a VPN.
That's not even possible. They're not onion websites.
Yeah, I could probably, we could probably make something happen.
We'll have a t-shirt of someone just smoking embalming fluid.
Yeah, Greg. Like,
yeah, just
Greg, if you're listening to this, we have an idea for our next shirt.
Yeah, it'll be like something like, we'll say like Ghostface from Scary Movie, right? And then, with the tongue out and that Ghostface. And then we'll have him just smoking embalming fluid instead of weed.
We might get a cease and desist for that one, though.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there's like some leeway in that, right? We see all of these horror vendors and shit at cons, right? And they are all making their own shit. They don't get any cease and desist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a podcast that's done it and hasn't got a cease and desist.
These guys right here.
This is your cue, Steve. Plug the website.
Everyone visit 30screamsls.com, buy some merch before we have to take it down. Speaking of Chucky, did you hear that Brad Dourif is going to be at Spooky Empire?
Spooky Empire. Is that the one in Florida?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I saw
that. That's a bucket list for me.
I know it is. That's in May. It only takes 18 hours to drive down there.
Are you going to drive all 18?
I'm not driving all 18.
Well, no, I'm not going.
We would take turns, man.
I wonder if he's going to do cons this year, because he doesn't do them that often.
Well, he might.
You know what I'm thinking?
Oh, let's hope. I hope. Can we get him for the podcast?
So if Brad Dourif ends up doing Silver Scream this year,
yep,
I'm going to drive down on fucking Thursday and get in line. That's a day before the convention even starts.
You're just hanging out at the DCU Center alone. There's no tables even set up.
I'm not getting cucked again.
No.
Like we did for Matthew Lillard.
No. So we're definitely going to go there and just go fucking early, and we'll hang out for the big people we want to meet. You know, we don't want to fuck around like we did last time. Oh, yeah, we'll just go on Sunday. I stroll up. Oh, do you have a ticket? What do you mean a fucking ticket? Stupid.
We're like, we're going to go on Sunday because everyone's going to be going home at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone was there for Matthew Lillard, no one else.
Yep. So, yeah, we fucked up. I'm hoping Jenna Cannell is there at Silver Scream this year so I can get my Terrifier comic book finally finished.
So they've only announced Robert Englund and Brad Dourif so far?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's one in February.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't realize they did three a year.
Yeah, they do. They keep pretty busy.
And even the one in February is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. They've got Kane Hodder, Bill Johnson, Tyler Mane. Anyone else? That is pretty cool. Oh, Chris Fain from Slipknot.
Yeah. Mick Foley's going to be there for the February one.
I don't know if he canceled, but he's not on this page.
Oh,
Ric Flair is.
Yep, I was going to say Ric Flair is.
Hmm.
He's doing photo ops. I bet that's about $4,000.
Ric Flair?
He's got to pay for his like 40 wives.
Photo ops pre-sales. I'm kind of curious. Because he charges $500 for a fucking cameo, so.
That's fucking crazy. Imagine how much money he makes just fucking talking shit in a fucking cameo. Did you see the one where he went off on some guy who was going to get married?
Yeah, he's like, why are you doing that? That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make.
Yep. Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, well, that's because it hasn't worked out for him like 7 times.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have the best track record for that.
Nope.
But if you're the Ric Flair, you're the limousine riding jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing son of a gun who's just going all around and making all the girls cry.
Damn.
You
got that in front of you?
No, I did. I was just thinking about like the promo of Ric Flair and Jay Lethal, which I at least watch once a year.
Oh, the TNA one?
Yeah, one of the most legendary promos of all time.
Yeah, when Jay Lethal was doing the Ric Flair thing.
Yeah. You can't do me. I'm cutting you off right now. Big man.
Oh, man.
Too funny.
Let's cut that into this episode to eat up all this fucking time we're not talking about.
We had to, man. Because when we say it's four people in a fucking car driving a million miles, that's what it is. It's like driving Miss Daisy, except fucking cooler. I don't know. It's just nothing but driving. That's all it is.
But that's not a bad thing. No, somehow they made it work.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do that when movies and they make it work. I mean, probably an unpopular pick, but Buried with Ryan Reynolds.
I don't think I ever watched that one.
No? Okay. Mm-mm. So the gist
is, I know what it is.
It's just him. He's buried alive and it's him the whole time. He's talking to someone on the phone, but that's the extent of the amount of people in this movie. So he's hearing shit going on in the background, like bombs and stuff. So he's like at war, but I forget what like really happens in the movie. I know the ending, but it's kind of like that. You know, sometimes they make do with very simple premises and it's fucking great. So I think we should just get into this review now because we just fucking ate up so much time talking about fucking jack shit. I mean, I'm glad we didn't talk about Porridge.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
That was like the second episode.
That was an all-timer rant right there. 20-something minutes of talking about Porridge.
That episode is still in the vault.
It is. Oh, I should bring it out.
That clip is still in the vault.
Yeah. Okay. So, Corey, what do you give It Ends?
4 out of 5. I really like this. A proper slow burn with genuinely great performances from a young cast. And I'm very interested to see where Alexander Ullum goes from here, because this was his feature-length debut as well. This feels like the early stages of what Ari Aster has done. Big Hereditary energy, where the debut already shows scary levels of confidence. Some excellent shots, a strong score, and dread that just keeps tightening the screws until it's unbearable. And then it just fucking ends.
It just fucking ends. That's what we should call this episode. It just fucking ends. So I'm going to agree with you on this one. I'm going with a 4 out of 5 as well. It Ends is a restrained and deliberately opaque film that fully commits to its premise. True to its title, the film offers no conventional resolution, no clear expectations, no narrative handholding, and minimal external conflict. Instead, it focuses on four characters gradually unraveling as they are trapped in an inexplainable, seemingly endless scenario. This approach will not resonate with every viewer, that's for sure. Audiences seeking answers or narrative closure might find the experience very frustrating. However, the film's refusal to explain itself feels intentional rather than careless. What might otherwise be labeled as plot holes instead functions as a thematic choice, reinforcing the character's own lack of understanding. As the protagonists are denied answers, so is the audience. So that's basically what happens in this movie. While understand in its execution, It Ends presents a compelling conceptual exercise, one that invites reflection, discomfort, and interpretation long after it fades to black. And I can see that because we're still talking about it and we're trying to analyze the whole thing and figure out what actually happened. We are stuck a little bit on it's four people in a fucking Jeep driving a million miles. But the idea is that they're all driving themselves to depravity, being stuck in this vehicle. Pun intended. So I thought it was a very interesting movie. I recommend it. If you have a chance to check it out, be sure to watch It Ends. All right, everyone, help out our algorithm by liking, following, and subscribing to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and Slasher. Yes, all of them. No, we're not sorry.
Leave us a 5-star review on every podcast platform you use so strangers can also regret listening to us. Tell your friends, too. Because misery loves company.
Our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Go listen to him on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to buy it immediately like a responsible adult.
We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Wrestling, heavy metal, horror, basically everything your parents warned you about. Go check them out at shiningwizardsnetwork.com.
Visit 30screamsorless.com. to buy some merch.
Want us to review something? Contact us through our website or scream into the void on social media. Same difference.
Also, freshen up your face with Beard Octane and save some money while you're at it. Be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout to save 10% off your order, because your beard deserves better than neglect and regret. Smell good, look alive, and scare people for the right reasons. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.